And that for me, the one that nagged me, was the question of work. Never left me alone. From one of my earliest memories is just noticing how unhappy my father was, and how much he needed to just lay in the sun and soak it in and do absolutely nothing. What hit home hardest for my son in The Rainbow Children were the lines, "Take your time and think it through. It's a checking in with who you are," he said, which of course is strenuously opposed by the system. Power sets things up such that our options are restricted to a choice of roles in the dictatorship. And as Proudhon said, call it what you will, democracy, socialism, or communism, the rule of man over man, the monopolization of leadership is injustice. We're allowed to choose roles in the dictatorship, never to choose between allegiances. This is not something that most of us have thought much about when we're born into class. The fact that we've given over our allegiance to something besides ourselves and each other. And that our bodies have become prisons built by the system, by the state, into each of which is shoved food it makes, with ramifications huge and ugly. But living things we remain. Within us each, the earth still speaks. Its message heard is insurgency by the state that we must fully inhabit our psychic space. But do we have any idea what that is? We chafe against invisible restraints, blame each other for causing them because power hides behind economy and education and all other class institutions and within our brothers and sisters. These are the things that seem to make us small, and we wrestle with them long, because we know in some deep way that they should be sustaining us, sustaining our claim to that biggest space, which we are, the space we're meant to fill with the power of our love, a power we came with. We have to be what each other needs to break out of the system. That's harmonization. But how do we have the faith to give and not receive when we've all been trained to equate balance with equivalent exchange and are prevented from thinking about harmonization, which deconstructs the system, a process we naturally engage in when we deep listen, when we hearken, which means, we learned in our September 24, 2017 show, to listen, hear, attend, understand, internalize, and respond.
Turn off that weak jam, man. Come on. Mr. Happy's here. And we're bugging.
Somebody.